I don't fancy Andrew Lloyd Webber anymore. I don't. I've gone completely off him. If I went on a date with Andrew Lloyd Webber now, I would not be undressing him with my eyes or my feet. In fact, if anything, I'd be putting extra layers of clothes on top of him, and masks, hoods, everything. I'd put accessories on. Oh, and then I'd build a wall in front of him, and then another behind, and then two more walls at the side, and then I'd put a roof on top and just go. Anyway, I don't know. You know who Andrew Lloyd Webber is, don't you? He's a musical theatre impresario. Andrew Lloyd Webber looks like a monk in a wind tunnel. Andrew Lloyd Webber looks like he's been embalmed. Andrew Lloyd Webber, you know who I mean. Apparently I look a bit like him, I don't think I do. Anyway, Andrew Lloyd Webber flew into London from New York, where he lives, in order to vote in favour of tax credit cuts for the working poor, right? Which would have made about 3 million of Britain's poorest people in work about £1,300 worse off a year. And Andrew Lloyd Webber is worth £650 million, like I said. Now, Andrew Lloyd Webber has been a peer for about 14 years, and in those 14 years, he's only bothered to vote about 30 times out of a possible 1,898. The last time Andrew Lloyd Webber voted was for same-sex marriage, so presumably Andrew Lloyd Webber loves the gays, but hates the poor. Anyone would think that Andrew Lloyd Webber only cared about his audiences. Joke past all of my gay friends, and he said it was fine. A spokesman for Andrew Lloyd Webber said he voted because he feels that it's important for democracy that the House of Lords should not override decisions made by the elected House of Commons. Might I suggest we exercise our democratic rights by boycotting the musicals of Andrew Lloyd Webber? For there can be nothing more grotesque and absurd than paying £65 to watch a human pretend to be a cat that was written by a monk-faced man who flew across the Atlantic to make poor people worse off. And if you go to see Cats knowing that, then you're a cunt. I'll just now do an alternative for the edit. And if you go to see Cats knowing that, then you need to take a good, long, hard look at yourself.
Stream Bridget Christie, Stand Up For Her, only on Netflix.